seems to be the first person.
Storm. That's what's driven them all up north.
I've never seen so many of them or so bold.
It's barely even raining.
It's flooding here. Not the plumbing, the ocean. You need to go home.
I'm not going anywhere.
Storm's coming, and it's coming fast. Just can't sit back and watch this.
Tornado's heading towards the airport. We need to destroy it before it gets to them. Watch out!
Can't just wait here and wait sharks to rain down on us. We're gonna throw bombs into the tornado.
It's too dangerous. Too many of them. We're gonna need a bigger chopper.
Claudia, move!
It's time to leave Kansas, mate.
Welcome to the Distant the Random Crap Podcast. I'm your host, Lee Sands, aka Rod Rod Ranger, and today I'm joined by...
Matty, also known as nowadays as Fez of Alcon.
Now, there's a little bit of a story behind this. Now, those of you who probably listened to our Warlow Text Force episode over in the Fanfiction Podcast...
Know about this.
Basically, when we were the day we recorded that, we were originally going to record a review for Sarknado. Then Asylum took it off their screener website.
It made its debut on the Sci-Fi Channel.
So,
Sci-Fi, Siffy, Swedish for shit, whatever.
Polish.
It made it Polish, whatever. But it debuted on the Siffy Channel, and it basically exploded on Twitter.
Yeah, it was like a mega hit.
It's one of those... It sucked so bad it was good, from what I could tell.
It's one of those you have to watch to believe it exists.
Much as we wish we didn't want to.
I'd like to also apologise for the background noise. It's just that we're in the middle of a heat wave here in the UK.
Oh, God.
So yeah. I've got to keep this fan open. I mean, I've got every single window open, except the really big, massive one.
Yeah.
Because that'd be... Otherwise, you wouldn't hear us.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's just there's a heat wave here in the UK at the minute.
We are melting, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, we are melting. Will you stop playing with your plastic porn?
It's a cheesy bumblebee. Just let me have this. It's not like I'm playing with Wheeljack.
Anywho, so basically, yeah. We were all set to do a review. It never happened in the end. And, oh.
And fuck you, Asylum. We missed out on some good shit here.
We could have got a ton of hits if we managed to get this out before the premiere. So I'm assuming that's why they took it off the screener website, because... You know, it was all set to premiere with something on TV. I'm assuming that's why it got taken down.
That's all I can think of. But still, why put it up just to take it down? We could have at least given us a chance to watch it and be horrified by it.
Well, not only that. They put up Atlantic Rim 4 times on that thing. Someone's still learning the ropes, I guess. But, oh, it's just... Ah, jeez. But anyway, so we're eventually here. I don't know when this is going to be released. Hopefully...
This recording is as of the 22nd of July, so...
I don't know when we'll get this one out, because I've already edited, like, the next 3 episodes.
So this is going to be a bit late, so again, fuck you, Asylum, you fuck-tarded butt nuggets.
So, but yeah, please still send the screener, especially if you've got a new fan footage film coming out soon.
Oh, God, no.
I'm hoping it's going to be as good as 100 Ghost Street, because 100 Ghost Street is actually pretty good. It's like I said to Adam, they took our criticism and listened.
I keep my previous statement.
It was better than Amityville Haunting.
It's not hard to be better than that piece
of shit. I know. But anywho. So anywho, Sarknado, folks. Yeah. All you gotta do is type this into Google and you'll get no end of, like, comments, reviews, famous people saying they want to be in the sequel, Damien, what's his name, who wrote Prometheus, claiming he's going to write the sequel.
As long as he doesn't Prometheus Sharknado. Could he make Sharknado worse? Actually, no. To be fair, like I said, Prometheus wasn't the film I hoped for, but it was at the very best, it was a time killer, so it had something to keep you. Which I admit was the cinematography, because the sets and the views were stunning in that film. I could quite happily just pause half that film and just stare at the scenery. But I digress.
But anywho, so...
It doesn't work about the acting in it, though, doesn't it?
Nah.
Not so much Sharknado.
I'm trying to think what I was going to say then. You went off the old Prometheus tangent. So basically, Sharknado, I haven't got the site in front of me. I haven't got anything connected to the internet to read the original synopsis.
The original synopsis claimed these sharks were taken from a swamp.
Something about radiation, I think.
Fuck if I know.
But well, there's no swamp in this. They all get
no swamp, no radiation, plenty of retardedness. So the radiation would have been if they had the radiation bit. Considering the actor, one of the actors, we will get to that shortly. It would have just been so funny.
What, George?
Was that his name?
The drunk.
The lead guy. You know, the one who had the ex-wife and the daughter and the son?
Finn, yeah. Vinny from Bike and Miles from Mars.
Also, yeah, we'll get to him in 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah, and he's also Nick in the Gods of the TV series.
What part of get to that in 2 minutes?
Well, you already brought it up. You could have waited.
I did say we'll get to that shortly.
Well, just do it now.
But, yeah, the lead actor, I can't remember the actor's name, but this is the guy who voiced Vinny from Bike and Miles from Mars. Was that the reboot or...?
Both.
Okay, both versions of it. And Nick Tutopoulos from Godzilla the series, which I quite like.
Mm-hmm.
I will happily say that now. Godzilla the series, I can quite happily sit down and watch. If I can find any of it.
Dun, 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 dun.
I love that series so much.
I love how they made an animated Kong that was meant to be a casting based on that series.
That had a fair few flaws, but it wasn't too bad. It was the movie thing where they actually randomly started singing.
Which and is CGI. Just... There is a CGI film off the Kong series.
I didn't know this.
The animated Kong. Oh, we had that thing with the whole headsets where they...
Yeah, they merged with the animals.
Yeah, biomerged or whatever it was. Yeah. And you could take Kong inside him so they could travel around, but the kid would just get a bit... aggressive, like...
Oh, yeah, had Kong in his head. I remember that. I had Kong in his head. I think I remember that episode, actually.
Anywho, so, yeah, you got this film, Sharknado. It starts off with a tornado scooping up sharks from the ocean. Apparently, it must have got, what, thousands upon thousands of sharks?
Yeah, there's even this one bit, which never gets brought up again at the start. It's like, I think they were, what, they were shark hunting?
Yeah, boat captain and his crew were basically hunting for sharks. There's an Asian guy on there. They're trying to make a deal like, oh, we want this, blah, 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 blah. And there's money involved. And then they get into a fight and then they get hit by the Sharknado. It kills everyone on it.
Well, I remember it's still one thing that shouldn't be possible. The shark ate one of those guys like it was a piece of spaghetti.
Yeah.
Just,
and
that's not... I mean, it was a...
So they all get killed, and then it gets to the credits. Sharknado, dun dun dun. And then we cut to a beach where we introduce all our main characters. There's Nova, who's a waitress at the bar. George, the happy drunk. Baz, the Australian. Finn, our lead hero, who's voiced by, you know,
played by Nick Tutopoulos from the animated series, and Vinny from Bike and Miles from Mars.
Bike and Miles from Mars. You also probably recognise him from Beverly Hills 90210.
90210.
He was, I think he was the guy whose subplot was he was adopted and tried to find out his birth mother. I think. Yeah, that used to be religious viewing in this household.
Why am I not surprised?
My mum loved the show, apparently. But anywho, so it starts off, he's flirting with some chick who calls him Grandpa, so he gets eaten by a shark, the beast gets invaded by the sharks, there's blood everywhere, Baz gets bitten, and then it's flooding everywhere.
Spontaneously, the storm just... The thing is, though, I need to mention this when it was on the boat. They had the stormy weather, but some of the shots, the weather was still quite clear, but you were clearly in the middle of some kind of storm. What the fuck?
It's like day...
This happened several times in the film.
It's like a day for night shot, which looked horrible.
Oh, God.
But you could call this a storm for day shot.
Hi, this is Yami Yugi, and you're listening to the Random Crap Podcast, Mind Crush.
But No, it was like, it was dark in places, but it did look like they filmed in the middle of the day, and then there's a storm, and then there's some shots where there's no storm, and then it gets to a character knee-deep in the storm, looking towards the end.
And, yeah, and there's still, this is later on, but there are some moments as well where you've got the water level, but the water is just, it's probably not even ankle-deep, if I remember how it looked on the car. It probably didn't even go up a fifth of the way up the wheel.
The best example.
And the shark was still swimming through it, happily numbing people, and it's just,
you talk about the motorway scene, aren't you?
Yeah.
And the people just stop their cars and they're getting out for no reason. They drive up. Finn's all like, oh, yeah, we've got to go back.
4x4 through those bloody gaps.
Yeah, Finn's all like, oh, we've got to go back to hell. And there's this one annoying guy going, typical Californians, scared of a little freaking Wayne. And then Sark comes down like a freaking Pac-Man. And what else was that? So that's one that just stick out in my mind. You get that dickhead. In fact, if you're an arsehole in this film,
you're guaranteed to die.
It's like the boyfriend. Yeah, so Finn has an ex-wife still living in his Beverly Hills condo, where the boyfriend is probably banging her every night and probably banging the daughter as well.
It wouldn't surprise me with some people.
And you got, you know, they're living there. She's living there with their daughter. And their son, who's gone to flight school, who the jackass boyfriend says, huh, Flynn doesn't live here anymore. I don't care if he's your biological father, boy. I'm fucking your mother every night and your sister. So you will tell him you are on vacation and not at flight school. Especially since I'm paying for it. Because I'm an arsehole.
And your karma has pretty much decided you go act like a bitch. You're going to die like a bitch.
So,
giving him the sloth stare and smile while doing so.
Sarks? Oh, there's no such thing as Sarks in my pool. Not Finn's pool.
Oh, shit!
My pool. Oh, my God! The bad actor dies. I did love Finn tries to save him, and he's like, hang on, I'll save you.
Yeah, he was in a rush for that. Yeah.
Hang on.
Didn't they splitting him like a wishbone?
No, they grabbed his arm and it just sort of came off. And he was like, oh, I tried.
Exactly. Split him like a wishbone.
Though I still think he should have kept that arm and start beating the shark to death with the soggy end. That would have been hilarious.
Oh, yeah. The thing is, the shark probably just thought you were feeding it and then eating the arm. And then the guy holding it.
Or they could have thrown it like a stick. Hey, boy, fit! And that would have been hilarious if it worked.
Okay. And it's an asylum film, let's be honest. Logic is not needed anywhere.
Just to have that look on Finn's face going, that worked. All right, everyone in the Jeep, come on, let's get out of here.
On your marks, get set, run for your lives.
So the plan is, they're going to go and pick up his son Matt from flight school, and then they're going to get the fuck out of there. And it sort of doesn't work that way. I forgot to mention, George, the lovable drunk, dies saving a dog.
Yeah. I'm amazed he wasn't actually shot in the barn when he grew up Nova's arse.
He was like, ah, damn it, bitch, that's the fifth down this week. Ah! Ah!
Damn it! Ah! Hands! Wanking finger! Wanking fingernail.
Damn it, bitch, now it's all that's left is a wanking fingernail. You're the one that started it.
Yeah, I shouldn't have brought up the bottom reference.
So basically, yeah, George, the lovable drunk, dies trying to fucking save the dog.
With the bar stool he took from the bar.
Which is his handy stool. He comes handy, because he's beating up Sarks with it after he... Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention, Finn's bar gets totally trashed, by the way. So he's like, oh, well. My livelihood has literally gone down the drain. I better go and save my ex-bits of a wife, my arseholic daughter, and the dickhead boyfriend who I have no doubt is fucking the pair of them. Hey, Nova, you want to come meet my family? I'm sure you'll get on fine with my son, Matt. He likes splits.
You brought me... And you get there. Why did you bring your stripper to my... I'm not a stripper.
I'm his barmaid. There is a big difference. I forgot to mention, Nova is played by Tara Reid, who was like the lead in...
I thought Tara Reid was... Oh, she was blonde, wasn't she? I thought that would have been...
Dyed her hair.
Yeah.
There was this thing called hair dye.
I know. I don't know why I was thinking it was the X.
No, I don't think that was...
she didn't... Look, Tara Reid was...
I thought Tara Reid was Nova. The chick from Alone in the Dark.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
With the really awkward sex scene.
Oh, God.
There's an awkward sex scene in Alone in the Dark where she doesn't take her clothes off. Even it's right up there with the Blood Rain sex scene, where it's just like... okay,
should we save the Huey Bowl review for later on? If no.
Can I not? I want to talk about the... Hang on, give me a toy. Give me two toys. I'll demonstrate on this bumblebee and whatever else you can find how awkward sex scene is. Alright, quickly. Alright, yeah. Okay, so... God damn it. Something transformed, god damn it. Alright, keep talking.
Trolling along
keep
in
talking.
The bottom of
say something
the
else.
Internet.
Say something, god damn it, about the film.
Something, god damn it, about the film.
Oh,
I'm a troll, I know. But, yeah, we've got no Tara Reid, I think, who we think, apparently this is the only role she's had since Alone in the Dark, which
so basically,
how many years ago?
So basically, in Blood Rain, the chick is sort of like humping the guy like this, and it's sort of like, so awkwardly moving, and I've scarred you for life, haven't I? Ow, they're my toys, god damn it.
Yeah, but that was for the scarring.
And it's just like awkwardly humped. She's got like a really minging tits out and... but anywho, yeah, so Sharknado now starred Matty.
Yay! It's still not as bad as some of the shit I've seen, but good God, that was just... That film all the way through was, what the fuck am I watching?
It felt like padding most of it, like the bit with the
school bus. Oh, it was so blatantly padding some of it.
The school bus scene.
The pacing was so... It was so slow.
The school bus scene...
I thought Hollywood would actually kill me. Gets killed by the Hollywood sign.
So basically, yeah, there's one point, like, the ex-wife is bitching, this is your problem, Finn, you're thinking of other people, never your family.
Or yourself.
Because they pass a school bus, and he's like...
kids.
Yeah, he's like, there might be kids inside, it turns out. There are kids inside.
Conveniently.
And then, you know, he ends up saving the kids, even though I thought a couple of them were going to get eaten.
I was hoping some of them would.
I don't know, maybe I'm in this horrible mindset after watching the Flashpoint movie.
Oh, God.
Because when I think of DC superhero...
We think of Wonder Woman stabbing the kid so he can't defeat Captain Marvel.
Yep. So basically, yeah, I thought it was going to be a case of, alright kids, go up the rope quickly and watch out for Sark. Oh god damn it. Right, next kid. We got some kind of a weird video game where you're climbing up, you've got to stop to try and avoid the Sark.
Yeah, pretty much.
yeah, that should be a Flash game on the Asylum website. That should be a Flash game. Get as many kids up the thing before the Sark eats them. But hurry, because the water is rising.
Yeah, pretty much.
So basically, sorry folks, my throat's going today. They eventually save them all, and then like the Hollywood sign starts flying everywhere.
Because of a randomly strong wind.
And like the teacher gets killed. He's like, oh, my mom said Hollywood doors. Gah!
And like, you see the sign, it's like it's just rubbing in, it's just grinding him further into paste. It was seriously just looked like it was trying to make sure he was properly mulched.
Could you imagine episode CSI set after the Sharknado?
Oh good God. I feel sorry for Grissom. No, it's not Grissom anymore. Just trying to think who's involved
in it. The guy from Cheers.
Yeah. I don't know, I've not watched Vegas CSIs in about 4 or 5 years. I'm so far behind on the CSIs.
So, okay, what have we got? Well, this guy got grounded into paste by the Hollywood sign, boss. Shit! DNA
well,
test.
In my head, though, I've got, it is NCIS. Mm-hmm. You've got Gibbs stood there. I'm going to need more coffee. Sinoza would be making a shitload of jokes. Abby would just be going, this is so cool!
Sharknado!
Ducky would just be... this reminds me of the time that... Actually, no, I don't think even Ducky can have anything to compare that to, and Ducky's got shitloads of stories.
Mm.
Shama-lama-lama-ding-dong!
Hmm?
Sorry, I just realised I'm lying on this. I think the mic's picking me up.
Yes, of course it's picking you up.
No, literally, obviously.
He picked everyone up when we were around Oliver and Heather's and we did that god-awful movie with you.
God. Is that going up tonight, or...?
I don't know yet. Come on, we'll put that back. Don't throw it. Don't!
I'll keep it here.
Anywho. So, basically, they get to the flight school, spying old people's home, as they point out. Why is there an old people's home next to airport and flight school?
Because some of them may have been instructors.
Because they're all deaf, because they're old people.
Yeah, I like to think some of the... Because it was for veterans, it said on the sign.
Well.
So maybe some of them were instructors at the school.
Alright. So basically, they find the Mat kid, you know. He's like, son! Hey, Pop!
Why are you hiding in there? It's not like we got a storm shelter.
So, yeah, the instructor was just standing there with a metal seat, hoping that would, help protect him against a tornado, which, you know, then promptly kills her, and now you got Finn holding it for dear life.
It's somehow staying there.
Yeah.
Instead of somehow dragging him out along with the damn sheet metal.
So then they quickly hit a hardware store where they get a load of stuff, and then they come up with this brilliant idea of, let's make a bomb to stop the tornadoes.
Yeah, that's going to go well.
Long story short, Matt and Nova bond, quote-unquote, in the helicopter and start throwing bombs.
Because the logic is semi-reasonable. It's a tornado is when you get the confrontation of a warm and a cold front. You offset that balance, you stop the tornado.
And yet I've seen a lot of people post on Twitter, I don't think the writers of Sharknado know science.
I'm amazed. I'm agreeing with that myself. I mean, seriously, they had sharks swimming quite happily through about what had to be 3 inches of water.
And not only that, you also had sharks in the air.
Still alive.
Yeah.
So it's just, there's no way. I mean, tornadoes are a vacuum. They just suck the air. And even then, there's nowhere near enough water for those sharks to still be alive.
Would they also be something away?
No.
But anywho, so they end up stopping these tornadoes one by one, because Baz is also going to kamikaze drive the van into one of them, in case he gets two.
Finn was originally going to do it, wasn't it? Was it? Was Finn
no, Baz originally, and then he gets killed.
Then he got his leg got caught by a shark, which then got sucked back into
after
the tornado.
After one of the two flight students got killed, he was like, look out, Bobby! Ah! And gets cut open by the Finn. Then Bobby dies, but no one remembers
gives
him.
Gives a shit.
Yeah.
And he's coughing up blood when he's lost his arm and his legs are getting numb, but there's no point did it look like his internal organs were being numbed enough for him to be coughing up blood.
Well, not only that, they're running to old people's home, and then he just gets eaten by a shark and then has a hammerhead smash his skull in.
Just to be safe.
And no one reacts. No one stops and says, hey, where's that friend of Matt's?
Oh, shit.
No one stops and says that. In fact, Matt doesn't even say that at the end.
He's too busy worrying about his new fuck toy.
He's looking at Blood Covernova going, I do that.
Well, she's going, my name's actually Jenny, and will you stop staring at me like a piece of meat, you asshole?
I got a 12-inch cock. Take me! He goes like this with his tongue, and it's just like a lizard. And it's like, take me!
The world of Lee Sands, ladies and gentlemen, it's a truly terrifying place.
So basically, that's towards the end though. So yeah, in the end, Finn, being the hero he is, drives the kamikaze van into
and
the
jumps
tornado.
Out of it. Before it gets there.
Because his best mate Baz has just had his leg same leg gnawed on by a shark.
No, it was his left leg this time.
Oh, shit, yeah. So, yeah, he gets the other leg gnawed on, and then he gets sucked into the tornado.
While the shark is still chewing his leg.
Yeah. Nova's in the helicopter. They're trying to get rid of this shark that's on one of the...
So she, like an idiot, unbuckles, proceeds to stab the shark, and the wind drags her out of the tornado where she's probably eaten by the shark.
In one chomp. And you're like, oh, well, Tara Reed's dead. Oh, well. So then they end up, long story short, Finn's end up saving the day.
I think it's sorry. We'll have to edit a note in the
end. Who cares? It's asylum. Who cares anymore? Anywho, so basically, they end up saving the day. Finn, saves his daughter because there's, the wind's dying down, but sharks are still flying.
There's one flying towards her, so he pushes her out of the way, runs toward it, chainsaw running, and again, is also swallowed in one go. And while everyone is upset, he proceeds to chainsaw his way out of the shark's stomach.
Yeah, and then he stops, and they're like, Dad, you okay? He says, yeah, one sec, and pulls out
Nova!
What are the odds?
Like a mutated rabbit out of a fucking hat.
What are the odds? See, being there as well.
If this is done by Asylum, pretty damn good, because their scripts make no fucking sense.
So, yeah, that's how it ends, and everyone's happy. Matt has a new girlfriend. Finn is now making out with
his...
Yeah.
And the daughter, whose name I can't be asked to remember, is sat there going, who am I meant to make out with?
You know what made me laugh? If Matt had gone, say, where's Bobby, by the way? He still owes me $50.
Well, I'll raid his corpse later.
It
took him about 5 or 10 seconds to finally react when Nova got yanked out of the fucking...
That's why I wouldn't be surprised if he reacted to Bobby's death at the very end. Hey, where's Bobby, by the way?
Yeah.
And, he's like, oh, no! Oh, my God! No!
Acting!
I forgot that the old people say there's an old dude in the pool, he won't come out, and the Sark lands. Finn gets them out, then pours gasoline into the pool, and then blows up the pool.
I don't know how that quite works. Can you imagine the gasoline would sit on top of the water? That would go off. But would there have been enough gasoline in the canister to make it explode?
I don't know.
Wouldn't have been enough to do that kind of damage, I think. And then again, also, gas leak in a car. The gas is leaking. Unless there's something specifically lighting the fuel, that car should not have exploded.
Fair enough. I'm not arguing that, I'm just saying.
What else was there? There's a few other points that I wanted to argue the fuck. Oh yeah, we're flying a helicopter in the middle of tornadoes. How Mongolianly retarded do you have to be? Because the draft from the tornadoes alone would screw up controls. There is no way that you could throw the bombs out without a guarantee they wouldn't be blown back in your face. And there's just no way you could have kept that kind of control coming that close to the tornado with those wind speeds. Just... Oh!
You know it gets better. They've already greenlit a sequel.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. We saw that about 10 minutes before we started recording. Yeah,
Sharknado,
there's
going to
be a Sharknado 2.
Sharknado versus Octo Hurricane. I don't know.
Don't give them ideas. We'll find out. We'll probably find
Piranha
out.
Piranha Cane.
We'll find out in
Piranha
about.
Piranha Lance.
Lee, we'll probably find out in about 4 or 5 months.
Sharknado versus Piranha Lance.
Don't give them ideas, damn it. Or I will mutilate you with a Pepsi bottle, with a Pepsi Max bottle.
I do love how they made the joke earlier on about, wow, Sark's destroying LA. Didn't see that coming. Zombies, maybe. Meteors, yes.
No.
Aliens.
Be prepared for anything. He was prepared for an earthquake. Zombies, aliens, and all that shit. But sharks, he wasn't prepared for. Sharks flying from the sky, even less prepared for.
And, yeah, I think that's about it, really, ain't it?
Let's see. Dickhead gets eaten looking in the pool. And there's a shark in your pool. Don't be ridiculous. Oh, shit! Shark.
You said that.
Yeah, I think that covers anything worth mentioning.
Yeah, you're quite shocked at the severe lack of nudity in this film at the beginning.
Considering it's an asylum film and it was on a beach, yeah.
Well, it's a SIFI for the co-production, so they probably have to cut out that nudity.
Yeah, probably.
Well, were you expecting a spontaneous sex scene?
Considering half the shit I've watched for you, yes.
Oh, God, that's probably what was going on when he bursts in going, Claudia, Claudia! Just cuts to the set guy going, yeah, take it. Oh, shit, it's your dad. And she's like, what, Dad? I'm busy.
Yeah. Oh, God. The ex-wife was a bitch to him, and then all of a sudden at the end of it, they're making out. What the f***?
Yeah. Well, you know, dickhead, the next boyfriend, who's probably super rich, is now dead. She needs money. He's a hero now. He's going to be famous if he sells his story.
Yeah, probably.
And that's about it, really. excuse me, folks. It's very dry heat today, I'm afraid.
It is.
Oh. But, that's about it, really, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, out of 5. 1 out of 5 for Matty. 2 out of 5 for me.
Yeah. It's just some parts were used, but it's just the lack of logic in this film.
Oh, let's not forget, Baz gets a tank of helium, jams it into the Sark, and then you hear this nom nom nom.
Oh, yeah! I've forgotten about that. Correct my score. 5/5
All right, folks, that's it, I'm afraid. Thank you
Can't
for listening.
Can't really say much more about the stupidity of this film other than what the fuck. And I can actually see why it exploded on Twitter, because what the actual fuck.
And, yeah, I guess it's sort of going up there with the whole Megasark vs. Giant Octopus, Megasark, you know, attacking the plane. But that's about it, folks. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Good night.
There's something you need to understand.
And it's going to change your life forever.
There is a date
coming very soon
that we must not reach at all costs.
The only problem is,
we have no way to stop it.
Our enemies stay in the shadows,
always one step ahead of us.
Allies and traitors have molded,
leaving us to wonder,
who are our true enemies?
Ben Reed and N.J. Rainford present In the Line of Duty.